See all the brothers and sisters.
很高兴看到各位弟兄姐妹。
In two days, the world will celebrate the 500th anniversary of our Protestant Reformation.
再过两天，全世界就要庆祝改教运动五百周年纪念。
And we were in Hong Kong in September to celebrate that for a whole week.
我们九月的时候在香港，我们有开一个研讨会，就是来庆祝。纪念。
And on October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther did a very brave thing.
1517年的10月31号，马丁路德做了一件非常惊人的事情。
And what he did was nail 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg Castle Church.
他做的就是他把95条的规纲定在德国的威滕堡教堂的大门上。
And that was a practice of a theologian or scholar want to debate certain issues with the church.
当时教会的领袖他们如果要针对教会的教义有一些辩论的话，他们就把那个内容就钉在教堂的门口。
And then the church will respond accordingly, sending theologians to debate in the academic sessions.
然后教会就会针对这些神学家提出的议题，他们会展开辩论。
So eventually that marked off the kind of a fire for Reformation movement in Europe.
所以马丁路德的那个举动就点燃了欧洲改教运动的这个火花。
So what Luther did was he wanted to the church go back to the New Testament.
路德他所坚持的就是教会应该回到新约，回到圣经中。
He wanted the church to repent because the church was dark.
因为当时的教会非常的腐败，所以他要求教会在神面前忏悔。
Because one of the things the church was practicing the selling of indulgence to forgive sins.
因为当时的教会所做的错误的事情之一，就是教会向信徒贩卖那个赎罪券。
Because all you have to do is buy your redemption through giving to the church.
所以他要求信徒呢花钱来买这个赎罪券，好让他们能够得救赎。
So what it is that you want to sin this Friday, you pay on Thursday.
所以如果你礼拜五想要犯罪的话，你礼拜四就可以去买。
So whatever people did, well, I have a certificate and my sins are forgiven by the church.
因为信徒会说，我已经有这个执照了，所以我可以犯罪。
And that really set off Martin Luther angry and the protest against the church.
所以这个激起马丁路德的这个愤怒，所以他才会起来带领这个改教运动。
And one of the theses in his 95 theses was that the sin cannot be forgiven without redemption through Christ.
所以他的九十五条规纲里头，其中有一条就是。没有耶稣基督十字架的死，人就不可能得救。
So eventually, the church had a debate 4 years later.
所以四年以后，教会就不得罗马教廷就不得不展开针对这个展开辩论。
And meanwhile, Martin Luther found gospel himself.
在这个期间，马丁路德他自己也找到了什么是真正的福音。
And he basically found the gospel is a gospel of grace.
他发现了原来恩典神的原来福音就是出于神的恩典。
It's all of gift of God.
全部都是出于神的恩典。
And that's why the Reformation has five so-called solas or only teachings from Martin Luther and his people.
所以改教这个运动他们强调了五个唯独，这个是马丁路德坚持的。
And we somehow our PowerPoint did not work this morning. Otherwise, you can see everything there.
很抱歉啊，今天我忘了带我的 USB， 然后我们带一个候补的那个，不晓得为什么没有办法显示，所以今天不然的话都会打在那个上头。
So first of these onlys is we are saved by faith alone.
第一个唯独就是我们是唯独因着信得救。
And the second one, we're saved by grace alone, the theme of our topic this morning.
第二个就是我们只能因恩典 得救，这是我们今天的主题。
And the third important sola is by Scripture alone. Everything we do must based on Scripture.
第三个就是唯独圣经，我们做的每一件事情都只能以圣经为根据。
And the fourth alone is Scripture teaches Christ is the only reason why we are saved.
所以第四个是唯独基督，就是圣经教导我们，只有透过基督我们可以得救。
And the fifth is that we only do according to the glory of God. All things must bring glory to God.
第五个是唯独神的荣耀，就是我们做什么事情，只有一个目的，就是要荣耀神。
So today we'll talk about we are saved by grace alone.
今天我们要谈的就是我们唯独靠着恩典得救。
And Lord willing, we come back in December, we will do part two, maybe faith alone.
第如果神许可的话，我们十二月回来的时候，我们可以谈第二部分，就是唯独靠着信得救。
So we'll be going to go to China and Singapore, Malaysia, for a big conference on Reformation.
我们下个星期要出发，其中我们的旅程也包括了到印尼去参加一个改教运动的大会。
So that big meeting, sponsored by Stephen Tong, has about 6,000 people.
那是唐崇荣主办的一个研讨会，大概会有6000个人参加。
And that will be a great celebration. I think one of the biggest in the world. So
我想那是全世界过去一年来庆祝改教运动的大概是最大规模的一次庆祝。
And after that, we'll be going to China for several weeks of ministry. So pray for us.
所以然后我们就会到中国，我们有几个星期在那里服侍，请为我们代祷。
So this morning our text is a very important one.
今天早上的我们读的刚才读的那段经文是非常重要的。
And this is perhaps one of the greatest sermons or greatest passages in the Bible on salvation.
我们甚至可以说这几节经文是圣经中间有关救恩最重要的经文。
So I want to read again, emphasize, maybe we read in Chinese, to 8 and 9 only.
好，我们我们来读一下哈，我来找出来。对不起。
I'll read English first. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, but it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
所以我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So this morning I'd like to speak to this two verses in three parts.
所以今天早上我愿意分三部分来解释这两节经文。
And part one tells us what God has saved us, how He saved us.
第一部分就是神怎么样拯救我们。
And the answer is it is by grace.
答案就是借着恩典。
And the second part to this passage has to do with how God saved us through what means to us.
第二个就是神把他的恩典是用什么方式来赐给我们。
The answer is it is through faith.
答案是透过我们的信心。
And the faith is gift from God.
而且这个信心是从神来的恩典恩赐。
And the last part I want to talk about is a contrast.
最后一点我要谈的就是一个从反面来讲。
And that tells us that how God saved us is not by our works unless anyone should boast.
他就讲神救我们不是凭着我们的好行为，免得有人自夸。
So it's all of God's grace.
这些都是神的恩典。
That's my first point. It's all about grace.
所以我的第一点就是都是恩典。
You know, it's very difficult to define or talk about God's grace in human terms.
我们知道我们很难从人的立场和眼光来看神的恩典，来解释神的恩典。
So generally speaking, grace is an unmerited favor of God.
所以一般来讲，恩典就是我们不配得的，神给我们的这个恩惠。
Or it is the kindness and love of God to us a sinful human nature.
或者说就是神对于罪人所显示出来的这种无穷尽的一种爱。
So let me begin with to explain grace in a story.
让我先来讲一个故事。
Long time ago in the 19th century England, there was a man he was a social worker named Henry Morehouse.
在19世纪的时候，在伦敦有一位社会工作者，他的名字叫穆豪斯。
So one evening as he was finishing his work and then going back home, he saw a little girl carry out a pitcher of milk.
有一天晚上他下班回家的路上，他看到有一个小女孩拿着一罐的牛奶。
And as he watched this girl walk around the block, suddenly she slipped and fell.
所以他看到这个小女孩，她走一半，忽然就跌倒了，牛奶都洒了。
Of course, the pitcher was broken. The milk went down to the gutter.
所以那个罐子，牛奶罐打破了，然后牛奶都流到阴沟里去了。
So accordingly, the little girl began to cry and cry.
那个小女孩就开始哭，哭得很厉害。
So at this time, Morehouse quickly stepped over there and then to see whether she was hurt or not and tried to help her on her feet.
所以穆豪斯他就立刻过去把那个小孩子扶起来，看看她还好吗。
And by saying, don't cry, little girl, don't cry.
他就说别哭小孩子啊，别哭。
But there was no stopping or crying.
但是那个孩子还是哭个不停。
And she kept on saying, my mom is going to whip me.
他说我妈妈会打我，会用鞭子来抽我。
And Morehouse says, no, no, little girl, your mom won't whip you.
后来他就说不会啦，你妈妈不会打你。
I'll see to that.
所以我一定会确保你妈妈不打你。
And they tried to patch up the pitcher.
然后这个穆豪斯就帮这个小女孩，她想要把这个罐子把它复合起来。修补一下。
And then as they patched up the glue, they tried to glue together, and then the little girl felt there was hope, and she stopped crying.
当那个穆豪斯在修理的时候，那个小女孩就不哭了，因为她觉得有点盼望了。
And then she watched Mr. Morehouse to try to pick it up, it dropped and broke.
但是当她最后那个穆豪斯把手放在那个把子上拿起来的时候，那个罐子又掉了，掉在地上了。
So once again, she began to cry. Says, "My mom is going to whip me and whip me."
然后那个小女孩又开始哭了。她说：“这下我妈妈非打我不可了。
”And Morehouse again promises, "Don't cry, little girl. I promise that your mother won't whip you."
但是穆豪斯说：“不要哭，不要哭，我已经答应你，你妈一定不会打你。
”And then by this time, it was getting dark.
那时候天已经开始黑了。
And they tried always try to fix or patch up the pitcher again, but without success.
但是，所以他们想要把那个罐子修好，但是修不好。
So finally, Mr. Morehouse picked up little girl in his arms and then walked down to a store which sells potteries.
所以后来呢，这个穆豪斯就带着这个女孩子到一个店里头，就那个店是卖那个家具，卖这些罐子的。
And Mr. Morehouse bought her a brand new pitcher, just like the one they broke.
所以他就为这个女孩买了一个跟刚才打破的罐子一模一样的一个新的罐子。
And then they took the pitcher, went to the milk store, bought the milk, full jar of milk.
所以他而且把他带到那个杂货店去买了整整的一罐的牛奶。
And then he said to the girl, will your mother whip you?
然后他就问那个女孩子说，这一下你妈妈会不会打你了？
And then she says, no.
她说不会了。
Then he took her home.
然后他送她回家。
And then she says, let's show this to your mom.
她说你把这个罐子拿去给你妈。
And then the little girl told her mom and then basically said, this pitcher is a better the one we had before.
然后那个女孩说告诉她的妈妈说，你看我们这个罐子比以前还好。
So Mr. Morehouse was rewarded by this girl's smile and said, "Thank you, sir, for giving me this new picture better than before."
所以这个女孩子呢，她就带着微笑对他说，穆先生，谢谢你给我这个罐子，比以前好得多。
So here's an illustration about the grace of God in salvation.
这个例子可以说明了神在救恩，在救赎上的恩典。
See, because we are sinners.
你知道我们是罪人。
The Bible tells us men and women were created in God's image.
圣经告诉我们，人是照着神的形象造的。
But our first parents broke God's righteous law.
但是我们的始祖亚当跟夏娃，他们破坏了神的律法。
And that image was broken beyond repair, just like the pottery.
结果我们身上带着的神的形象就破碎了，就好像那个罐子一样。
This doesn't mean that there is no value in all human beings.
当然，这不表示说我们的人性没有任何价值。
But we know that a broken pottery.Is without value.
但是我们知道，一个摔碎的罐子，它本身没有价值。
Last week we went to the Geddes Villa Museum in Malibu.
上个星期我们去马里布的那个盖蒂别墅。
And over there you see a lot of Roman Greek potteries and statues and so on.
那你可以看到很多罗马希腊。留下来的一些破碎的一些作品。
So the archaeologists can take one piece of pottery with paintings, reconstruct it to a beautiful jar.
你知道那些考古学家他们出土的那些文物里头有些碎片，他们可以凭着那碎片把它重组，变成一个新的成品。
And that is like a broken jar, but you have one piece left.But that piece is still valuable in a certain way, but not good enough the whole water.
就好像一个罐子，它虽然缺了一片，它还可以用，但是它还有它的价值，那个碎片。但是如果你要用它来盛水的话，它就不能用了。
So spiritually speaking, when our image are broken, we cannot please God with what we have, whatever goodness we may have.
所以从属灵上来讲，虽然我们这个人还是有一些好的东西，但是因为我们缺了一块，我们就不完美了。
Because God wanted a perfect picture without blemish, without cracks.
因为神要求我们的是一个完美的、无瑕疵的一个人。
So let us turn to Romans 3, verses 10 to 12, kind of illustrate this point.
让我们来读罗马书三章十到十二节。
The Bible says, "There is no one righteous, not even one." This is Romans 3:10 to 12. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, but one who seeks God. All have turned away; they have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
So we're like that pottery. All the potteries are broken in terms of human sin.
我们就好像那个罐子一样，我们都破碎了，因为我们都犯了罪。
You know, a lot of people try to do good.
有很多人想要做好事。
By pleasing God through good works and giving and through different kinds of religious ceremonies.
所以有些人他们想用好行为，用他们的奉献或是各样一些宗教的仪式来取悦神。
Just like Mr. Morehouse tried to do good work by trying to put the pieces together to please the little girl.
就好像穆豪斯一样，他想要把那个罐子修好，好让那个小女孩开心。
But we cannot achieve God's perfect standard of righteousness.
但是我们这样子做没有办法达到神对于公义的这样子完美的要求。
But we see parts of our character that are good from our perspectives.
当然从我们人的眼光看，我们本身人都具有一些好的一些资质。
And we try to work with what we have, goodness we have.
我们想用我们已经有的东西 来讨神喜悦。
You know, this result in the pottery eventually will fall down.
但是这样子造这样子拼合成的这个罐子早晚还是会摔碎的。
You know, whatever righteousness we have, it seems like rags to God, according to Isaiah.
你知道以赛亚告诉我们，不管人是怎么样的义，我们的义在神面前就好像破的布一样。
So Roman Catholic Church in time of Martin Luther was a corrupted church.
在马丁路德的时代，罗马天主教会是非常腐败的。
In terms of salvation, in terms of human righteousness and salvation to God.
不管是在他们的救恩的教义上，或者是关于人的善行上。
See, that's why Martin Luther tried very hard as a monk, tried to please God.
所以马丁路德他自己是一个教士，一个神父，他就进修道院，他想借着修道来讨神喜悦。
He was in the monastery and studied the Bible and did work for all days and every day for many many years.
他在修道院待了好几年，而且非常的辛勤，做一些很低贱的工作，很努力。
But he was not happy.
但他不快乐。
The more he tried to please God, the more broken he was, emptiness he found.
他越想要讨神喜悦，他越发现自己里面是空虚的。
And that's why he tried to study the Bible and suffer himself and fast and then go days without food, try to please God this way.
所以他就想用他自己的方法，他有时候一进食就好几天不吃东西。还有做一些苦工，他觉得这样子神就会喜悦他。
None of that helped.
但是这些都不管用。
He even went to Rome, tried to see the Pope, tried to please the church by how pious he was, and by climbing the steps, by bowing and then kneeling and tried to see the Pope.
他甚至到罗马去朝圣，自己在那个很多的台阶上一步一步跪着爬上去。他觉得这样子神能够讨神喜悦。
So he was trying to fix the patch up the pottery which was broken.
他是在想修补他那个已经破碎的罐子。
You know, there's nothing in the Bible indicate that Jesus ever tried to for us to patch up our sinful nature.
你知道圣经从来没有告诉我们说耶稣基督要我们来修补我们已经破坏的这个罐子。
He did not come to assist us to help us to regain what we lost.
主耶稣来不是要帮助我们来重新的恢复我们所失去的。
But he came to restore us, give us a new life.
所以他不是来修补，他来是给我们一个新的生命。
So he created a new life in us.
他在我们里面造了一个新人。
That's why he said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again."
所以他告诉尼哥底母说，你必须重生。
So instead of trying to piece us together the broken pottery in our fallen nature, Jesus gave us a new nature.
所以主耶稣并不是修补我们像修补一个碎的罐子一样，主耶稣乃是给了我们一个新的罐子，给我们一个新的生命。
Yes, that's why in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul tells us this.
所以保罗在哥林多后书5:17这样子说
：If anyone is in Christ.He is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
All things has passed; everything will become new from that point.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And to paraphrase that little girl, she said,
就好像那个小女孩一样，她这样说
：“It's a lot better than what we had before.”
她说：“哎呀，我现在有的比我们以前的好得多。”
That's a new creation, new creature.
因为那个是一个新造的人。
So when this happens, we see the holy and eternal God within His people.
所以这个当这样子的情形发生的时候，我们就可以看到，在神的儿女身上，我们看见了那位圣洁永恒的神。
So it is all of God's grace.
所以这一切都是出于神的恩典。
So remember in the London story, the girl.Did not pay anything to Mr. Morehouse.
你知道吗？在那个刚才那个故事里头，那个小女孩没有花一毛钱，没有付给穆豪斯一毛钱。
And the mother did not know Mr. Morehouse bought a brand new pitcher and milk for the girl.
那个妈妈也不晓得是穆豪斯他买，他花钱买的。
And it's all the pleasure of Mr. Morehouse because he found mercy and goodness and tried to help this girl because of his love.
所以穆豪斯不是为了钱，他做这一切只是因为他心甘乐意。
And thus Jesus did not come to call the righteousness, but the call for sinners to repent.
所以主耶稣说他来了不是要招义人，乃是要招罪人，让罪人悔改。
So he did this for his own pleasure.
主耶稣做这些是因为他心甘乐意。
Because he loved us and he gave himself for us.
因为他爱我们，他愿意把他自己给我们。
Number two point I want to emphasize is what is faith?
第二点我要谈到的就是到底信心是什么。
This is the channel by which God's grace comes through us.
因为信心是神赐恩典给我们的管道。
It is by grace you are being saved through faith.
因为我们读的是说我们是因信称义，我们得救是本乎恩。
And now, we want to talk about how does the salvation of great salvation, freely that comes to us personally.
所以我们就想说，这个神的恩典怎么成为我们每一个人的恩典
？And that's why Martin Luther found this passage. He was jumped to his life, and he says, "I found it."
当马丁路德读到这一节经文的时候，他忽然就跳了起来，他说我找到了。
Can you imagine a pope and a priest is not a Christian in that, those times?
你可以想象吗？在那个时候连教皇连一个神父他自己都不是基督徒。
That's right, a pope may not be saved in that time or today. We do not know really he is saved or not.According to the Bible.
不管是当时或是现在，我们都不晓得天主教的教皇他自己到底有没有得救。
And when Martin Luther found this secret, he told his friends, he says, I found it, I found it.
所以当马丁路德读到这节经文的时候，他就去告诉他的朋友说，我终于找到了。
And his classmate says, what's the big deal?
他的同学就说，这有什么了不起？
We had this all along.
我们本来就有了，早就有了。
But they did not know it personally.Through Christ's redemption.
但是他们并没有把这个他们明白的这个救恩变成他们个人的救恩。
Because they may know it in their head.
他们可能就是从脑筋里头明白。
But not in their heart. They're not accepted in the heart.
但是没有从心里头接受。
That is where faith comes in.
所以我们这个时候我们就需要的就是信心。
So I want to talk a little bit about how people misunderstand faith.
我先谈谈，就是我们常常对救恩的一些、对信心的一些误解。
And number one is a faith is not subjective feeling.
第一个就是我们常常有人以为信心是一种主观的一种感觉。
When I was in seminary, I talked to a lot of young men and women in the colleges, university about faith.
我在读神学的时候，我常常有机会和一些大学生聊天。
And I met a young man. He says, In conversations, he says he is a Christian.
我碰到一个年轻人，他告诉我说他是基督徒。
And then we talk more and more and deep digging in more of what he's meant by Christian.
所以后来我们就谈得越来越深，就谈到基督徒做基督徒是什么意思。
So I discovered that he did not believe Jesus Christ was fully divine, fully human when he was alive.
我发现他不相信耶稣基督可以同时拥有完整的神性，又有完整的人性。
Because Jesus was divine and human at the same time without sin, according to the Bible.
因为基督在世上的时候，他是同时有神性又有人性的，但是他没有罪。
So this young man also told me that he was God's son.
这个年轻人也告诉我说他是神的儿子。
But only in the sense that we are all God's children.
因为他认为说我们所有人都是神的儿女。
Even Hong Xiuquan, the founder of Taiping Tianguo, thought he was God's son.
即使太平天国的创办人洪秀全，他也认为他自己是神的儿子。
There's a book by that title, God's Chinese Son.
有一本书哈叫做神的中国儿子。
As written by the Jonathan Spence from Yale University.
是一位耶鲁的教授写的。
洪秀全 thought he was a Christian because he wanted the kingdom of God on earth.
洪秀全因为自己想做王，所以他就自称自己是神的儿子。
But he was not truly God's son.
但他不是神的儿子。
So this young man says he did not believe the resurrection of Christ.
这个年轻人说他也不信基督复活了。
He did not believe the redemption of Christ on the cross.
他不相信耶稣钉在十字架上为了救我们。
So when I told him that our Christian faith rests upon the resurrection and the body resurrection of Christ, he rejected that.
所以当我告诉他说我们基督教的核心就是建立在基督的复活上，但是他不承认。
So there are a lot of TV evangelists on the shows talk about how good you are, how positive you are. All those teachings are not Christian.
所以即使现在我们在电视上看到一些布道家他们讲的说耶稣会怎么样帮助你这些，他们其实本身也不一定是基督徒。
And then they tell us, oh, you have to deep believe that you're God's son or daughter, then you are.
他们说你要相信你是神的儿子，你就是神的儿子。
So this is called subjective feeling.
这是一种主观的一种感觉。
It's not true Christian faith.
这不是真正的信心。
Another kind of wrong kind of faith that is called credulity.Faith is credulity.
另外一种信心就是一种盲目的信心。
Credulity is something attitude you believe something that without substance or evidence.
所以所谓的盲目的相信就是你没有直接的证据，但是你还是去相信。
It's based on rumors or miraculous claims about something.
这个常常是就是建立在一种谣言或是一厢情愿的一种观念上。
Some time ago, I saw some television evangelists try to heal somebody on the stage.
有一次我看到有一位布道家在舞台上想要医治，想要医病。
And then all those people claim to be healed are kind of all staged.
所以那些自称他得医治的人，其实事先都已经讲好了，是一种在演戏。
So they basically kind of going through the emotion, try to tell people, oh, there's a miracle, he's healed.
所以他其实是就是告诉人说这里面有一些很神奇的力量可以医治人。
So a lot of televangelists use this as a money-making or a venture or promotion of their work.
所以很多这种电视上的医病的这些传道人其实是用来有一个目的就是要盈利的。
So this kind of faith is not biblical faith.
这种信心不是出于圣经的信心。
A third kind of misunderstanding faith is optimism.
另外一种信心就是一种积极的一种乐观的态度。
And this optimism is kind of basically positive thinking kind of theology.
就是我们现在所说的一种积极思想的神学。
And in this view, faith is a positive kind of a mental attitude as a result of something you believe to be true.
所以这种信心就好像心想事成，你一拼命想一件事情，最后就会成就。
And this is also kind of a wishful thinking.
对，这就是其实也是一厢情愿的。
A lot of things people want to say, all you have to think is that you are rich.And you are beautiful, and you are valuable. Then you become one of them.
他们的教导就是说，你要不断的告诉自己说，你是富有的，你是美丽的，你是健康的。你常常这样子的想，有一天你就真的变成这个样子。
And that's all kind of a fake in terms of faith that is not the biblical faith.
所以这个不是圣经教导我们的，这是一种错误的信心。
So faith is Faith in oneself really is kind of a faith in them own, their own attitude, their own behavior that they can transcend something better.
所以这种信心是一种相信自己，自信的，认为自己可以改变这个现况。
So then this kind of faith, you don't need God.
所以这种信心是不需要神的。
All you have to do is just thinking that you'll be better.
所以你只要自己一直拼命的想，你就会越来越好。
And that's a self-deceiving faith.
这是一种自欺欺人的信心。
So yet this is not the kind of faith, the biblical faith we're talking about.
这也不是圣经所教导我们的信心。
You know, in terms of mental faith and mental awareness, this is very true in sports medicine, sports people.
当然我们在运动在体育方面你有这种积极的心态是好的。
In terms of a mental game, especially when you are runner, they practice a lot of this mental thinking.
特别是一些跑比如马拉松或者长跑的人他们常常需要用这种心灵的一种激励积极的思想。
My daughter, ran 10 marathons in her life.
我们的女儿她 11, I think. 我们的女儿她她跑过11次的马拉松。
Yeah, including the one in Boston, one of the famous ones.
包括Boston 的马拉松。
So she tell us there's 26 miles in the marathon run.
因为我们知道马拉松要跑26里。
She says the first 20 miles is all pure hard work.
他说前二十里哈就完全是靠你的本事。
But he says, she says, after 20 miles, your system begin to shut down or try to give up and tire and quit.
通常过了二十里以后人已经到了一个极限那么你的身体的功能就开始下降然后你就会想要放弃。
And then she says, all the runner will go through this positive mental attitude says, you could do it,You could do that. You will do it.
所以每一个这个马拉松的跑者到过了二十里以后，他要不断的告诉自己说：“你可以的，你可以，你绝对可以跑得完。”
And then when they think through that the last 6 miles, if they persevere, they will finish the race.
所以如果他们的意志力能够撑过那个六里多的最后的一段路程的话，他们就可以跑完。
And in a certain sense, that works for sports and also for marathon runners.
所以当然在运动界，特别是马拉松的跑者的话，这个确实是有用的。
And also true for tennis players when they are winning or losing, the mental set emotions very important for them to finish up well.
也特别是那些打网球的人，有时候赛了很多局，不管是赢了或输了，他们都要不断的有这种心理的这种驱策力，他们才能够坚持到最后。
Because you're by yourself before the whole audience.
因为你要面对整个的观众。
You cannot talk to people. You can only talk to yourself.
你不能跟别人讲话，那个时候你只能跟自己说话。
It's all mental game, they say.
那他们说这根本基本上是一种心理的一种游戏。
Michael Chan used to talk to our church about that.
张德培曾经在我们教会做见证，他也谈到。
So what he does is think about Jesus and thinking about God's word.
当他在最后的那个关键，他就不断的想到神和神的话语。
That's why he was able to win championship in France.
所以他很年轻的时候就赢得了一次法国杯的大赛。
But you know, all these are mental games are fine.
你知道这些心理游戏是可以的。
But in terms of mental positive thinking, you cannot save yourself.
但是你不能凭着这种积极的思想来得救。
In the context of these human definitions,faith is unstable.
所以人自己想出来的这种信心是不稳定的。
So in the context of a biblical teaching, faith is reliable because faith in God.
因为从圣经的观点来看的信心才是可靠的，因为这种信心是建立在对神的信靠上。
Because our God is unchangeable.
因为神是不改变的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
主耶稣昨日今日直到永远都不改变。
And God's word is true yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever.
神的话语永远不改变。
His word is everlasting. That's how we trust God's word through faith.
所以我们凭着信心相信神的话语。
And then I also would like to introduce the three elements in terms of three areas of life.
另外我要谈的就是我们生活里头的三个领域会牵涉到这种真正的信心。
So faith comes through knowledge.
信心首先我们要有一种认知。
We have to know what we believe in.
我们要认识我们相信的是什么。
In the biblical sense, this knowledge is found in the Bible.
对，就是说这种知识是要建立在圣经上的。
And Paul was writing in Ephesians 2, that in our nature, that we are all dead in sins. There's nothing good in us.
保罗在腓立比在以弗所书那里也讲到说，我们的本性，我们本来是死在罪犯过罪恶过犯当中。
And that's why we are under God's wrath.
所以我们是在神的震怒之下。
So God nevertheless has reached out and saved us because all of His love and His mercy.
但是因为神的爱与怜悯，神就出来拯救我们。
So our faith comes in when we respond to Christ's love.
所以当我们回应神的爱的时候，我们的信心就开始，我们就有了信心。
So our faith is based on the centrality of Jesus resurrected from the dead, and His word is truth.
所以我们的信心是建立在耶稣基督死在十字架上和他的复活上。
And our faith is sealed by the Holy Spirit.
我们的信心也得到圣灵的印证。
So that's why when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit can speak to you when you sin.
所以你得救的时候是因为圣灵对你说话，让你看到自己的罪。
And the third, second point is a heart response.
第二个就是除了认知，你需要有心理的回应。
You know, faith is not just an intellectual assent of whatever is true.
你知道，信心不只是头脑的一个认识而已。
That's why Martin Luther friends, they only knew gospel in their head.
就像马丁路德的朋友，他们只是用头脑来认识。
There are a lot of people who say, oh, I know about the Bible, I know about salvation.
很多人说，哎，我懂圣经，我也知道什么是救恩。
But they refuse to accept, open their hearts to confess their sins.
但是他们拒绝打开他们的心，认罪接受。
So heart response is to respond to the gospel with God's knowledge.
所以心灵的这个回应就是凭着你本来认识的基础，然后你接受福音。
So that's where heart comes in.
这个时候需要用你的心。
A few years ago, a Berkeley professor wrote a book called Habits of Heart.
几年以前，Berkeley 大学的一个教授，他写了一本书，叫做
Habit of Heart.
心灵的习惯。
Even though he was not a Christian, but he understood the nature of a habit of heart.How relate to head, to heart, and action.
虽然他不是基督徒，但是他知道我们的心是跟我们的头脑，还有跟我们的行动是连接在一块的。
Our heart must be right with God.
我们的心必须要跟神有正确的关系。
The third point about the biblical faith is the commitment.
合乎圣经的信心第三个要素就是委身。
It is also a matter of trust.
这也是牵涉到我们的信靠。
That means that we cast everything to Christ.
那就是说我们把一切都放在基督的面前。
Resting on His promises and that He will finish His work.
我们安息在耶稣的应许上，相信他必会完成他的事工。
And then it is like, just like Thomas, when he saw Jesus, he knelt down, he says, My Lord and my God.
就像多马一样，当他看到复活的耶稣的时候，他就跪在地上说，我的主，我的神。
Let me illustrate this faith and heart in a marriage lesson.
我们可以用婚姻来做一个例子，说明这信心的这三个主要的元素。
You know, I was conducting a wedding ceremony 2 weeks ago in Napa Valley, where everything burned.
你记得两个礼拜以前，我在纳帕这个地方主持一个婚礼，就当天就是火就烧起来。
We saw the fire was raging when we were driving the freeway toward Napa Valley in the mountain.
所以我们那天去婚礼的时候就已经看到山上有很浓的烟。
And then by the time marriage was over and they began to dance, we left.
所以当婚礼结束的时候，那个烟越来越浓，后来我们就离开了。
And then pretty soon, by the time they finished their dance, their whole house burned down.
所以当他们跳完舞了，整个婚我们先走了，但是跳完舞以后，他们发现他们租的那个房子都被烧掉了。
They will never forget their anniversary next year.
我相信这个新人呢，新郎新娘，他们永远不会忘记他们的结婚纪念日。
So all their friends, their luggage, their passports, everything was burned. The whole house burned down to ashes.
所以所有的那个他们来参加的 不是所有，就是有一些宾客他们住在附近的，他们很多的行李还包括车、电脑全部都被烧掉了。
It's like a double trouble.
所以实在是祸不单行。
You know, a good marriage in the biblical sense is knowing one another.
我们知道一个美满的婚姻一开始就是必须要彼此认识。
You know each other by talking to each other, by writing to each other, by communicating each other.
所以借着互相写信、互相交往，能够对对方有更深的认识。
Then you have a responding from your heart.
然后呢，你的心就会有反应。
And then comes a commitment.
然后最后你要委身。
So our courtship may be compared to faith, the first element.
所以在恋爱一开始的时候，也许就是像我们在信心的第一个过程，就是要认识对方。
It is time for getting to know each other.
认识对方。
And see whether the person we want or like has a certain Christian characteristics.
我们看看我们的这个对象，他有没有一些基督徒的一些好的品格。
Will I be happy with this person the rest of my life?
我跟这个人一生都要跟他生活，我会不会快乐？
Can I take his or her results and her actions?
我是不是能够接受他的行动
？And his faith or her faith?
还有他的信仰。
This is very important first step.
这是第一步很重要的。
And the second stage is compared to second in terms of faith.
所以第二个部分呢，就跟我们信心的第二个阶段很像。
And that faith movement is one of the heart.
就是讲到我们心的回应。
This corresponds to the fall in love, so-called.
所以这个结果就是堕入情网。
You know, love does not come right away once you meet a person.
当你碰到一个人的时候，你很少一见钟情的。
When I first met my wife, she did not like me.
当我第一次碰到我太太的时候，她很不喜欢我。
She says, who is this guy from Princeton?
她说这个刚从普林斯顿大学毕业的这个小伙子到底是谁。
Just because he's graduate Princeton does not I have to love him.
不能因为他是出身名校我就要喜欢他。
This corresponds to love because in terms of love, you know each other and once you know each other, some of those distinctions, some of the dislikes go away, kind of a fog, the fog melts away.
所以当你开始认识一个人多了以后呢，慢慢你起初的一些不管喜欢或是不喜欢，慢慢的就会或是有一些疑虑就会慢慢的消失了。
And then gradually, once you know each other in Christian counseling or Christian courtship, you gradually see each other in Christ's love.
所以慢慢的你久了以后，你会从基督的爱来看对方。
So finally, there's a point of a verbal commitment.
所以最后就是需要有口头上的一个许诺。
That's when you say, I love you, I want to marry you.
所以那时候你要求婚，说我爱你，我愿意娶你。
Because before this, you may say, I like you, but if you say, I love you without commitment, the girl thinks this is a trap.
所以如果你一直跟一个女孩子约会，你说你喜欢她，但是你从来不求婚的话，这个女孩子久了以后，她就会发现你在跟她玩耍什么花样。
So that's why the world's all the movies, Hollywood so on, talk about love. It's all emotional infatuations, and then the worldly thinks that it's a trap.
所以这个好莱坞所描述的很多的感情都是没有许诺的，没有就没有结果的。所以这个对女孩子来说，常常变成一种陷阱。
It's all emotional, a physical attraction.
只是一种情感上的、肉体上的吸引。
And then that's why you see why so many divorces in America and elsewhere.
所以现在美国才会有这么多的离婚。
So this emotional led to love lead to marriage ceremony.
所以这种爱到第三个过程以后，就应该是进入到婚礼。
That's where you promise each other you will love each other due to death.
所以在婚礼上你要承诺对方说你要爱他直到死能够使你们分开。
So also commit ourselves to Christ for this life and for eternity when we accept accept him as Lord.
同样，当我们接受主耶稣的时候，我们也要向基督承诺，说我们要一生信靠他。
And lastly, I want to talk about not by works.
最后一点就是谈到不是靠行为。
Because the Bible says, we are saved by grace, not and through faith, not of ourselves, unless any man should boast.
所以圣经上讲的说，我们不是靠好行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by works.
不是靠好行为。
The works is basically your righteousness, self-righteousness.
所以这个行为就是指你的自义、自以为义的部分。
Just like the man tried to patch up the jar, that's righteousness in terms of healing.And patch up the work.
就像那个人，他想修补那个破碎的、摔碎的那个罐子。
And he tells us God does not save sinners, but by faith alone.
这里也讲到，神救人不只是单单靠人自己的信心。
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
不是靠人的行为，免得有人自夸。
So this makes faith is not by works, but also by faith in Christ always.
所以这里是讲到的，我们不是靠好行为，也不只是靠信心。
So salvation comes through faith, and that's why Luther was so happy when he found that.
所以虽然我们信，我们得这个恩典，得救是本乎信。那么马丁路德也非常高兴，他发现了这一点。
Do you know that your faith is gift from God?
但是你知道，信心不是你的，信心是神给你的。
So your salvation, you have nothing to do with it.
所以你自己不能以自己的信来引以为荣。
Because even your faith is gift from God from Holy Spirit.
因为即使你信这个福音，也是从神给从神来的。
And Paul make it very clear that we should not boast of ourselves.
所以保罗说得很清楚，我们不可以夸口。
So although Paul is writing about the faith is not from ourselves, the point is that.That we do not contribute to our salvation.
所以保罗的重点就是我们不是凭单单凭着信心，他的重点就是我们对于我们得救，我们本身没有任何的功劳。
There's a great debate in the churches around the world about this point.
所以教会就全世界教会针对这一点有很多的辩论。
Not even faith is a work.
因为即使是信本身独立的话，它也没有什么效果。
And we thank God that you and I have salvation because God's gift to us.
所以我们感谢神，是因为神的恩典，我们有信心，我们能够接受他的救恩。
Salvation is grace alone, by grace alone.
救恩是单单凭着恩典。
All we do is accept with gladness.
我们需要做的就是欢喜的接受。
Just like that girl, she accepted with gladness and joy.
就像那个小女孩，她高高兴兴的接受了那个新的罐子。
And we thank God because of His love is better than what we had before.
我们也感谢神，神的爱，神给我们的是远远比我们以前所有的好得多。
Have you put your faith in Christ for eternal salvation?
你有没有信靠？基督和他的永远的救恩。
You know, just about knowing that will not help you.
你只是认识救恩，不能够帮助你。
You have to take that gift to yourself and say, "Yes, Lord, this is what I want."
你必须自己接受那个救恩，而且说神啊，是的，我就是，这就是我所需要的。
And you'll be just like that girl. You have a brand new jar of milk, and then you can enjoy life forever.
你就像那个女孩，那个小女孩一样，你有一个新的、完全新的一个罐子，所以这样子的话，你可以享受你剩下的人生，还有永生。
This, yes, this is the way a person becomes a Christian and thus possess out of death into eternal life.
所以这就是一个人得救，而且脱离还就是出生入死，进入到永恒的永恒生命的一个方法。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你所赐的这个恩典救恩是何等的浩大。你在永世的时候，你就拟定了这个救赎的计划，而且你不需要我们贡献什么，你不需要我们是一个好人，不需要我们用我们的才智，用我们的好行为来讨你的喜悦。主啊，这个恩典就是白白的，任何人只要信，只要愿意接受，你就白白的赐给我们。谢谢你，主啊，我们也谢谢你这些改教的 这些先圣先贤他们强调了这么重要的被传统教会所忽略的一个教育，就是因信称义，而且我们是因着恩典，唯独透过你的恩典我们才能够称义，我们才能够得到救恩，永恒的救恩。谢谢你，因为借着这个救恩我们能够脱离今生今世的这个苦难死亡，我们能够进入到你永远的生命，在今世我们可以活出丰富的生命，在永恒我们可以与你同在。谢谢你，这是何等的一个福气。我们也为在座的还没有接受福音的朋友们祷告，天父，求你感动他们的心，让他们愿意打开他们的心，愿意接受，愿意凭说，愿意说，主啊，我相信，我相信你在十字架上流的宝血不是白流的，是为了要救我这个罪人。哦，主啊，愿意每一位在座的主啊都能够寻到这个救恩，因为这是你赐给我们的恩典。我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
阿门。